podcast started.
That's all right. I had him live with me for a few months.
Yeah, so they will be all well acquainted with one another.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Yeah, and then one of these days we're going to get all three of us together.
Yeah, we missed the golden opportunity. We all should have went to the Rotor Riot Rampage.
Yeah, did you see the tickets on that?
Yeah, that's a little bit out of my price range.
Yeah, it was bad, man. So, whatever.
Nice. What else?
Any flying this week?
No, all recovery. Just like I said, I hit that tree super hard. So I had to replace VTX, camera, antennas, the whole entire basically mount for everything. I chopped a 900 megahertz antenna off, so I resoldered it. We'll see how well that works. Nice. So yeah, it's literally just doing the same thing over and over again. Just crash, fly, crash, fix, whatever. You know what I mean?
All right. Build, fly, crash, repeat.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. I couldn't remember. To me, it's just like arm, crash, yell cuss words. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. Go back home, fix it all. Wife gets pissed because I spend a lot of money, even though she doesn't really get pissed. And do it all over again. So right. I can't fit all that on a t-shirt, I guess. So,
Well, you can put part of it on the front and put the rest of it on the back.
Yeah. So but that's it, man. I've just been messing around, just living the life.
Nice.
All right.
How about you, TJ? I hear you got a new quad and a new present.
Yes. Last weekend was my birthday. I'm older.
27, right?
Yeah, 27. My 20th anniversary of my being 27. Yeah, no, I got this awesome package in the mail that I was expecting, but didn't know what was going to be in that box. And it was a fully built, ready to fly, or has been flown, Schizo Nova frame. Dude, Mike, thank you so much, man. This thing is wicked badass. And I've always done beta flight and used to that, and to see how easy flight one has done theirs, dude, that is just insane.
Yeah.
It's awesome, ain't it?
It really is. And on top of that, the quad flies amazingly smooth. Out of all my other quads, I don't know if it's the frame or the electronics you put in this thing.
I think it's a combination of everything, and that was the main reason why I wanted to send that to you. I wanted you to have, you know, top of the line frame, top of the line equipment and electronics to try it out and see what you thought. And, you know, it definitely makes a difference having, you know, top of the line stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, now there, these flight, you know, they sell the flight controllers you can put on any quad, right? It doesn't have to be there.
Oh, no. The F1s or the flight ones go, the Revolts go on anything. They've got two different sizes. They got the 30 millimeter. And then they got the 20 millimeter, so you can put the, you know, if you got the 3-inch frames and that, the 2-inch frames.
Well, they have a 3-inch Nova, so you could, did you see that, TJ?
The 3-inch Novas? I just skimmed through their website as I was downloading their software and stuff, and I saw a lot of the stuff they had, but I didn't look at their frames yet.
Yeah, if you go, well, it's in a Get FPV, they have the 3-inch Nova. It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out, because this thing is sweet, man. And, the other thing, I put it up once, and it also flew really well, but I'm going to switch and put a Revolt in it as well as that Lucky 5 that I got from Activate FPV. Thanks, Josh. That thing is a sweet frame, man. Fun to build. It was a little different for me. I've not built a frame like that before, but got it together, and it flies pretty nice, too, so I'm going to definitely get a Revolt for it.
What was different about that, the build?
The cage, the goes where, you know, inside your electronics, it's really narrow, but your flight boards kind of stick out of the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. But just with my hands, I think mainly it's probably because I have one arm in a splint and one free hand. So trying to get all of the parts together and to snap into place right, it was a bit of a struggle for me. So I basically built it with 1.5 hands. Mm-hmm. But it's a sweet frame. It's solid. I like it. So
it does the trick.
So, yeah, dude, After flying, I got to say though, after flying
to flight one, huh?
Yeah, I'm sold.
Here's the deal, man. I'm gonna do a little plug for flight one really quick, but like, if you get to set up a flight one flight controller, like all that stuff, not just install it, but when you go to the actual, like, what's the GUI or whatever, the uh-huh. interface, dude, mm-hmm. it is. You could literally mount the board on an arm. And it would, like, it just, it does everything for you. You don't even have to, like, worry about, do I rotate it 180? Do I do this? No, just install it how you want it and go. Yeah. And it'll do everything for you. I love that. So
no,
easy. So
my thing was, too, no more throttle endpoints. Adjusting all your throttle endpoints and all that GPS and the radio.
I never did that.
You never did that?
No. Really? I always hated that with Betaflex, because with my Tyrannus, I always had to adjust it, because it was never... Right where it's at. So always had to play with the numbers.
That was always my number one issue with arming. If it couldn't arm, it was definitely throttle endpoints.
Yep. Nope. Mine was just dead band.
Dead band?
Just add dead band until it freaking works, man.
Well, that's one way of doing it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, I don't know if I talked about it on the last show, but I also got another birthday present I got, thanks to my lovely family. I got the UMX Timber, the little E-Flight Timber, and that thing's a sweet little, for their little ultra micros, this thing is nice. Have you all seen this yet?
Yeah.
Have you flown it, Wade?
Yeah, we had, I had one here at my house because I got a giant lake out back.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we had that
with the floats. Floats? Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Dude, I have flown every single airplane that eFlight and Horizon Hobby has made off of this lake, with the exception of the Icon A5.
Which was made for the water.
I know, and so I'm really angry.
Makes perfect
sense. I even bought a Traxxas boat, too, and I sunk that several times. But amazing, dude. I love water sports that aren't really water sports. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, I know. But... For those that I don't know if you're familiar with, because I've flown the Ultra Micros before. I started getting into the Ultra Micros when they first started coming out, before AS3X and before them going brushless, the old, you know, brushed motors that broke every time you crashed on the nose. And those things were so tricky to fly. This is my first AS3X plane, and it just flies so smooth. And you just, you go full flaps and just hit the throttle, and the thing pops straight up in the air. And it'll just hang there. It's like a glider, but it won't move.
My first introduction with AS3X was on the, I think it was the little MiG, the MiG 15 EDF. That thing was so much fun.
Yeah, see, I wished I'd got away from the ultra micros and started getting back to the big planes. And then I want to get back to the ultra micros. Is that they're that with AS3X, man, those things are fun to fly. Because I fly this guy out in the front yard in the cul-de-sac and just fly circles, hit full flaps and just enough throttle, and it just coasts. It flies as slow as the vapor.
Oh, that's nice.
So
the old vapor.
Yeah.
Man. Yep.
So I mean, I've actually got some good flying in this last week, more than I've done in the past, and finally got moved out of the cast and got a new splint, so I have a little more movement in my hand. But so I'm glad for that. But it's going to be a while.
Master Splinter?
Hopefully there's old enough people on here that know what we're
doing. Yeah, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Love the Ninjas Turtles.
The Ninjas. My favorite. My favorite ninjas.
They are.
We've gotten way off track, but
we're talking about my flying. No, we're not off track.
Oh yeah.
You didn't do any flying this week.
My bad. I think I'm actually jealous.
Don't worry, I didn't do any flying either.
Yeah, well, see, that's such a flip flop because I'm the one that's usually with the excuses of why I didn't fly this week, and you guys are like, "Oh, I did this. I tore up that. I flew this. I ripped that." You know, now here I'm the one that actually got flying in this.
Well, for me, it's been 110 degrees out every day, and I just don't feel like going out in the heat and flying and dealing with it. So, but guess who will be laughing when it comes winter time and you guys are freezing and it's still 120 degrees here? Me.
It won't be that cold here. I'm in the South now. I'm no longer in South Bend, Indiana. There's 3 feet of snow.
All right.
But
I think Wade will get some snow.
No.
Yeah. No. No. Oh, we'll find out. And I'm just glad fortunately this weekend we got barely any rain from that Hurricane Florence. It's been drizzling all day, and that's it. And a little breezy. But
yeah, hopefully everything goes good out there in the South with Florence, and looked like there was a couple others moving in after it, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's some more storms out there. One I think is coming into the Gulf. That's supposed to come up somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely
some
keep
more, fake news casting weather reports.
It's so bad out here.
With that, for all of our, for everyone in the Carolinas and Virginia and other parts that are dealing with Hurricane Florence, our hearts go out to you, and we're thinking about y'all, and hope everybody comes through safe.
Yeah.
So I know it's some pretty nasty weather and a lot of rain.
Yeah. I know I've been nervous for you out there in Georgia.
We lucked out.
Because it looked like it was coming down that way. So.
Oh yeah, I mean, since Thursday, every 4 hours it kept changing. Nope, it's gonna go straight up. Nope, it's gonna come our way. Nope, it's gonna go north. It was just back and forth.
Yeah, that's irritating, and it makes you anxious.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But it started rolling in last night, right at the end of the football game. It started sprinkling, and it's just that's pretty much all it's been doing is just a drizzle, miserable, wet, cold day. So
drizzleable.
Miserable drizzle.
All right, guys, I think we've got an all-time high of viewers on the live part. I want to say hey to everybody. We've got four. So so the other two people besides me and Mike.
Me. So that's three. Oh, yeah. So we got one other person. It looks like Josh. And I know, what is that, Say Bowen? I'm sorry if I mispronounce your first name. We'll just go with Bowen. He said he's been trying to spread the word to tell his friends to get on here. Because
awesome.
What's happening tonight, Wade, if we hit 29 viewers?
So, well, I think I want to make it nice and easy. So I don't really care necessarily if you watch all the way through. Or if I really don't care as long about the viewer count now, as long as everybody knows about it. So what I decided to do, and I posted it on the comments, is if we can get 50 shares... 50 shares. All you got to do is push the share button, share
and
it to
likes.
People, and likes. So just share it and like it. If we can get 50 of them tonight, I'll do a giveaway. And basically just, I think I might announce it at the end because I don't want to get anybody too excited about this Team Black Sheep product.
Ooh, can I be entered in it if I share and like?
Well, we've got one share and one like, so
that,
go for it.
Your TBS thing, your TBS thing that you're going to give away is does Free Sky make a clone of it?
No, God, no. No. If I'm giving that away, then I'm going to be in trouble at home. We got to start crawl, walk, run.
Right. Awesome.
Oh, so I was just making sure.
It'll be small, but it's going to get better, I promise.
Yeah. All right. And we've got some cool things that we've been talking about we've been planning out for the future, so just I think there's some big things that we've got coming in the near future that we'll be working on.
Heck yeah, we've got I know we're trying to lay out a lot more different giveaways that we're going to start doing, because I know I've got something from Helios RC he'll be giving away on another episode soon.
Helios,
hey, it's a nice little frame.
Oh man, I love it, man. I really like just spreading the joy of this hobby, just fun, laughing, giving free stuff away to each other. I mean, that's it. That's all that matters.
Yep. Well, do we move into our topic for the night?
Yeah, I think so.
I think we should.
I've been flapping our gums long enough.
All right.
So let's flap them some more.
What is the topic tonight, TJ?
The topic tonight is, what got us into this hobby in the first place? What brought us into RC?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'd like to also expand on it a little bit, too, and go a little bit deeper than just what got us into it, but what keeps you flying and motivates you to fly and that kind of stuff. So I'd like to get a little bit deeper into the conversation and, what really about flying is it that you like.
Ooh, I just thought of a great new segment we need to do, Wade, for Mike. We'll call it Deep Thoughts.
Yes. Deep Thoughts, Mike Connor. Deep Thoughts
with Mike Connor. For $4.99, awesome. You can call and talk to Mike Connor and give us
I'll
your
make
deep
books.
Thoughts.
I'll make books.
You'll make books. All right. So, Wade, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so I think really this is pretty easy. It's got me all wrapped up about this deep thoughts of Mike Connor.
So what
got me started flying, huh? Literally, I had always wanted to get into RC. Every time I'd see something about it, whether it be cars, airplanes, helicopters, whatever, that I would just kind of see in passing. I'd always kind of wanted to do it, but it never really sparked. It never kind of like ignited that, oh, I really have to do that right now. Plus, I was like super poor growing up, so. Hey, welcome, Bobby. Bobby Harmon just joined. So,
oh, hey, Bobby.
But I wanted to do it. I didn't have a lot of money, and one day I was actually sitting at work. I was called. About 10 years ago now, I was sitting at work. Somebody brought in one of those little, like one of the very first blade fixed pitch. I think it was like the MSR or something like that. I can't quite remember.
That was my first year too.
Flew it around the office and I couldn't resist. I said, I need to get one. And so it was literally about just meeting somebody new and flying with them. So we went out into the bay. Where I worked had a huge like garage in a bay, and we started flying our helicopters together after work there, and it kind of evolved from there to planes and then into drones and then into podcast hosting. I mean, it's just been going great. So, but yeah, so what really keeps me flying? Just everything that I got started for, meeting people, doing podcasts, giving stuff away for free. But on a serious note, like really just I like getting to know people and sharing knowledge and helping people progress. So that's right. Me. That's me in a nutshell.
So how long have you been flying RC?
Oh, I've been flying since probably 2008. Yeah, right around 2008. So
cool.
So who wants to go next? It's rough sharing our deepest thoughts. To Mike.
So, TJ, tell me your deepest thoughts.
I'll give you my deepest thoughts. No, I got started in the RC hobby. I actually started with boats. Jeez, I'm old.
Boats.
Going on 2018. That was almost 30 years ago. God, I'm old.
I thought you were only 27.
Well, it's my 20th anniversary. I started with RC boats, and it was I can see the boat, but I can't remember what brand it was. But it was a pretty cool looking boat. It was a cigar boat. It was electric. It was one of the first electrics, so it was those big giant brush motors, and you used these huge wet cell batteries to make them go. But
so wet cell batteries in the watercraft.
Yeah,
that's all I need to know.
it's the, you know, the inside of the hull was sealed, so it stayed dry. I got into planes. It was actually shortly after what got me interested in one day I wanted to do airplanes. It was at county fair in Virginia, and a local RC club was doing a demonstration, had their plane set up, and I was, you know, those were really cool. And one of these days, I want to get in the hobby. Of course, I was in the Navy. Didn't have any money because I was in the Navy, so I couldn't get into the hobby yet. it was more than what I was making at the time. But finally, it was around 15 years ago, I bought my first electric plane. It was a GPS e-starter. One of those old foam planes with a big old brush motor. And it flew on nickel metal hydride, right? The NIMH.
Yeah. The heavy batteries.
The heavy batteries. That was my first experience with RC flight. I got that thing built. I was so proud of myself. And my wife and I, she went with me because I guess she wanted a good laugh because she got one. Threw that thing up in the air on my very first flight over an RC plane all by myself at a park. The thing went up, turned over upside down, and came straight nose down. And from that moment, I was hooked at learning how to rebuild RC aircraft. And just actually from there, just went nuts, got into it, you know, because then LiPo started coming out. And then was it 2008 or so when Horizon introduced all these ultra micro planes?
Yeah.
And I mean, I went from there. I bought a Mustang. And for those of you starting out, because it was a couple of years since I crashed my e-starter that I really decided I want to continue with this hobby. I did have an Alpha. I'll take that back, because I did get an Alpha trainer. And that was my first and only nitro plane. And I joined a club there in Terre Haute, Indiana. They were great guys. And they taught me how to fly it. And then my, I want to say my second flight solo on that plane, got it too far, lost radio control, and then crashed into a tree. And we only found parts of it after that. So
you're saying starting with a Mustang is not a good thing.
Yeah, that's where I was leading to.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure I was getting you right here.
Yep. Because that was about 2005, 2006. And I kind of put everything up. I sold everything because I was like, I'm not made for this hobby. And then it moved to Avon, Indiana. And my neighbor one day was sitting out back barbecuing, as I usually do, saw this plane kept flying over my house and disappear. So I walked out front, and it was my neighbor across the street was flying his little RC plane. It was a little foamy Delta wing craft. And we started talking, and then from that moment, I was bit again, which is when right as when Horizon had launched their Ultra Micros. And so I went out straight to their nearest hobby town and bought a Mustang.
I love these bottom Mustang stories, man.
No, there's so many people. And from my own experience and from everybody else's, if you're new to the hobby or you're wanting to get in airplanes, do not start with a Mustang.
That's a very advanced flying plane.
It is, and this was before AS3X. Now, if you want to start now with the Mustang with AS3X, you'll probably be all right because those things fly the plane for you. But, yeah. Man, back then, that thing was, I don't know how many times I crashed it. I don't know how many times I replaced the wings, the body, the motor, the props. After about 2 weeks, I went out and bought the Cub. And yeah. I still have that Cub.
Is it the Super Cub LP?
Oh, is their original yellow Cub, UMX.
Oh.
And I would fly that up and down the street. And all it was just the three-channel, just rudder and the motor. And the elevator. It was a fun little flying little plane.
Yeah.
And from there, it's just progressed. Got into EDFs, started flying, you know, the electric ducted fans. Love the, you know, the jets. Flew several of those. They had the Habu. Rebuilt that several times. Actually, to be honest, I haven't had an airplane I haven't rebuilt at least once, except for my new Timber. I haven't crashed it yet. So give me a week or two.
You probably don't have an airplane that me or Castillo haven't rebuilt either.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. That summer you guys came down, and every aircraft I had in my hangar, my garage, you guys helped in one way or another to put back together. Because you can attest to the fact that every one of my RC crafts were in one state of repair or another. The hobby, you know, like with that week that you guys were there, Mike brought me my first quad. Real quad. I had the MQX when it first launched.
That's a real quad.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's got four motors. It's a multi-rotor. It's a quad. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's a real quad. But nothing like what we have now. But, right. So, yeah, Mike brought me my first FPV frame. And we got that thing going. And I was hooked from that moment. And it's been no looking back. And what's,
I'm like TJ's drug dealer for quads.
You yeah. are, man. Yeah, you bad influence.
I know. Horrible.
I've got a lot of planes, but I probably now have almost as many quad frames as I do airplanes. And I still have probably in the basement four or five
frames. Hey, man.
Not even
get
built.
One of those quads, bro. Yeah, that's funny. Oh, Bobby asked how long we were doing. How long? He's like, have you been doing this long? Just to answer your question, Bobby, we actually started this back in what year was that, Mike? Was it 2013? Yeah,
end of 2012, first of 2013.
We started this a while ago. We took a big hiatus, so that's why we're kind of building back up, and we're really just having fun with it. So that was a good question.
That was a very good question. You know, life's kind of got in our way with my work and moving and everything with everybody. You weighed all over the freaking world.
Jordan, Korea. Yeah, I get it.
So, but we're finally at a point where we can get this thing going again, and we want to make it not just as good as it was before, because RC Hangar Time, I think at the time, we were one of the podcasts for our hobby. But we want to make this thing even better.
And definitely more listener involvement, too. That's the whole reason for the live shows and all that, because we loved hearing from people in the comments and all that.
Yeah, we like to yak a lot and jabber all night, but we want to hear from you guys as well. And tell us your stories. Text it, and we'll talk about it on the air. Or in our Facebook group, right, or on our website, which is for everybody to know.
Right. There's a couple stories in the chat. If you want to go ahead and tell them, this would be a good little segue in between yours and mine. We can, read these out if you want.
Yeah, we can, because I just need to move my screen around so I can see what we're reading.
Yeah, so I think one of the first ones to share was Josh.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah, my man.
Got a 3-channel heli for Christmas about 8 years ago. And then he went up to a 4-channel, crashed and destroyed both of those. And then I guess he reverted to something easier after this, because then he says he walked through Toys R Us. And one day somebody suggested try a drone, and he's basically been hooked ever since. So
he's got a dealer just like you, Mike.
Yeah.
Bobby, his wife bought him his first, an X5C1. Oh, and then he's got a Phantom, and now a Mavic. And then 43. Really, Bobby? 43 race quads?
Bobby's got a problem.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, that's you need an intervention, dude.
That's funny.
The one to kind of go on into Mike's deep thoughts. What keeps me in the hobby?
Yeah,
is the one thing about our hobby since I've been in it, since you guys have been in it, is it. Whether it's helis or planes or now with quads and FPVs and everything else, it is constantly changing. And for every year, all the years I've been in RC, I think I am truly the perpetual noob. It's because shit changes so much. I can't keep up. I'm always learning. I got to learn how to do this now and learn how to do that now. So it's, I think that's what keeps me in it, is because it does. It just keeps changing, and things are getting wilder and better and faster. And it's just, I want to be a part of it all. So that's what keeps me going in this hobby. And it's in the community, the people within the hobby as well.
It's feel good, bro. It's feel good.
Oh yeah.
So
cool. Well, yours is a lot more passionate than mine. I felt like I screamed through mine really fast. But
I like to talk a lot more
than you. Yeah, well, and then, okay, so here's the deal. I want to, Mike, do you care if I interject really quick?
Go for it.
Okay, so the P-51 Mustang story is the funniest thing ever, because that's exactly what I did when I transitioned from flying coaxial helicopters, because obviously at that point when you hit coaxial, you've mastered heli flying. Like, you've got it, right?
Right.
Back, forth, front, back, left, right, mixture of the four, and that was about it. Right?
Nose in, hover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could do a mean inverted hover. I mean, in reverted.
I was going to say, inverted with a coax, I got to see this.
If I landed it on the floor. But anyway, so I moved on, and the first thing I did was, what's a cool airplane to get started with, right? And
Mustang.
So Horizon Hobby popped up. And I was like, oh, let's go look at that. $99? I already had a controller. You know what I mean? So I needed a bind and fly. And I was like, $99 for the little P-51 Mustang Ultra Micro, no AS3X. Can't be that hard to fly, right?
Right.
So crashed it. I got a new one, crashed it. And then I got another one. And I'm like, it must be the plane. It's a shitty design. Like something's not right, right? So here's the coolest part ever. I actually got one more of them, and it was defective. I called Horizon Hobby. They sent me out the Mustang to replace. They were like, we're so sorry. And I've never actually told anybody this, but they sent me the wrong one. They sent me the giant brushless version of it. Yeah. And so if any of you guys from back in the day remember John O'Neill, he was kind of my compatriot. We flew everything together.
I remember videos.
Yeah, when I first met him is when I had that airplane. And so, long story short, we hooked it up. We're out on the field. It's a beautiful day. It's the only thing I brought the flag because that's the only thing I owned. Ailerons work, elevator, everything works. Okay, John, throw it. Full throttle, he threw it. Ailerons reversed, and it dove, literally not even 15 feet, dove straight into the ground. Ruined it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I was hooked ever since. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. Yeah, I mean, love crashing stuff.
That's just it. I think a lot of us, especially if you spent any time in this hobby, the one thing we all are good at is rebuilding.
Yeah. I used to hate it because I was one of the guys that wanted to get back out and fly, but now I love it. I can build all day long because I think it's because I'm old and retired.
Right.
You'd be like those old men, you know, you see it at the RC airfields that are out there flying their old, yeah. I'm trying to think of it. Those SIGs, SIG cadets.
Yeah. Or yeah. The more advanced guys have the old, like, the old line. Models, like Phoenix model control line, like the old Great Plains shoestrings and things like that. Like,
the ugly sticks.
Oh, I love the sticks, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong. We're talking about Ugly Stick. Okay, not the band.
Nice.
All right, Mike. Sorry, man. I cut you off, and you're just sitting back there. Like, I didn't mean to beat you up, dude.
No. Sorry. I'm just listening.
So that's what we do. So tell us your story, Mike. We're listening.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you my deepest thoughts?
No. Just tell us the story about RC.
Okay. Yeah. Because I don't think you guys are prepared to go there yet.
Right.
So I got into RC when I was a kid. I mean, it was just RC cars, racing cars, trucks. I did competition RC rock crawling, traveled all over the U.S. doing competition rock crawling, was huge into racing, and then one day, it was about 2005, 2006, somewhere in there, I saw a video of somebody flying in a gym, and it was a Wakera, I don't even remember what it was, but it was a Wakera collective pitch. They were sitting there flipping, doing pyro flips and funnels and all this stuff in the gym, and I was like, wow, that looks awesome, I want to try that out. So I ordered this Wakera. It didn't go good. Every time I take it off the ground, I would crash it, couldn't even hover it. Took months. I was like, this is the biggest piece of shit I've ever seen. I've got to get a better heli. It's got to be the heli, right? So right. Same thing with you guys.
Wasn't back in the day the Wakera is the one you'd buy in the gas stations?
No. Wakera was actually decent back in the day. This was like Blades, CP helis, and that kind of stuff. Wakeras were actually decent back in the day. Because there was no Blade helis at the time. I mean, this was all before Blade ever came out with any sort of heli or anything.
They were hard to fly, though.
Oh, extremely. It was a big learning curve. And that's what got me into it, was the adrenaline rush and also the technicality and the precision of flying a heli, and also how hard it was. It was very, very challenging, and I love that challenge about it. So what did I do? I went out and bought a T-Rex 250 flybarred. This is way before flybarless helis. Built this 250, and the smaller the heli it is, the more twitchy it is. They are very hard to control. And I stuck with that 250 for a long time. I crashed it, rebuilt it, crashed it, rebuilt it, and stuck with it a long time, and then finally got the guts to move up to a 450 heli and started flying the 450, started getting a little bit more comfortable, and then it was all down here from there. It was 550s, 600s, 700s. I mean, I don't even want to know how much money wrapped up into these helis. Just it's ridiculous amounts of money. I mean, one heli alone that I had was my, you know, I had the Goblin 700, which, you know, the airframe alone is $1,000. That's not even including the motor and the batteries. And then my other one was the T-Rex 700 Nitro, which had that big block YS-120 and the Hattori pipe. That combination right alone was a pretty penny. I mean, that pipe alone is like $500.
You're speaking heli again.
No.
Blender.
Right.
I don't know. That's why you were called Blender Boy for a while. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Now you're quad man. It's good to see you.
Yeah, we all grow up. We all grow up, you know, and that's when it was probably about, 5-6 years ago now that the mini drones started getting popular, and I was like, huh, I want to check this out. So I checked one out. It was an old, you know, ZMR-250 blackout type quad that I got with all, you know, tiny 1806, 2200 kV motors, 3S batteries, and Starflying FPV. And man, it was that adrenaline rush. I had lost it for flying the helis, you know, that adrenaline rush and that new challenge. And I grabbed onto it really quick, and, you know, crashing the quad, picking it up, changing out a dollar prop versus crashing my, you know, $2,000+ heli and changing out, you know, $1,000 worth of parts. It was like no brainer. Sold all the helis, got rid of everything, and just went deep into the quads. I mean, got into the racing. There's your two thoughts for the night.
Put your children away, kids. It's getting late on our season time.
Dude, I remember though when you started really getting into FPV and the quads, because you're like, dude, you got to check this out. But that was back when we were still flying CC3D.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the NAGE 32 was out.
And the NAGE 32 had just come out. And we were just, dude,
I was just flying up a straight Arduino.
Yeah, PIDs were horrible. Was that multi-Wii?
Yeah, multi-Wii.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got heavy into the quads, and then, you know, to sum it up and finish it up, my story, make it quick. I won't get too deep into personal stuff, but I had pretty much quit flying everything there for a while. I quit flying quads. It had been almost a year until sometimes at the first of the year here, when I did get my quads and all that, you know, got back into flying again. And I noticed that it was helping out with the anxiety and the depression and stuff that I was going through. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about with, you know, getting deeper into it and what keeps me flying is that for that right there, that reason alone, it really helps me. I don't want to get too personal into it, but you know, that for that reason alone is that I'm thankful that I have the quads and the hobby and the people that I get to meet through it. And I really feel that it helped me out a lot and through a, you know, some really tough times.
Yeah. I mean, I totally get it. It definitely has helped me. I got friends out of it. I've got something to go focus on. I mean, it's been good. It's been nothing but good.
Right.
Yeah. No, and it's the same here too. I mean, I do a lot of different activities and different hobbies, airsoft and whatnot, but there's just no community like our RC community, whether it is planes or quads or whatever it is you're flying. You'll find somebody, and everybody, I don't know anybody in this hobby that's not made good friends with just flying with somebody and getting to meet people.
Right. And I mean, look at us. We started this show, six, 7 years ago, and here we are still, texting every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And it is a great outlet. If you're, you know, find something to hold on to that you enjoy and you can do and get better at, and it can help you through some hard things. It's an outlet.
Yeah, for sure.
As well. In that regard.
And that's the biggest thing for me was that outlet for the quads was the outlet, the creative art outlet, because, you know, I'm artistic and creative, and I love the, you know, we talked about it before with the videos and that kind of stuff. That outlet's great for me.
Yeah, I really, that is one of the most amazing parts of this hobby is, like, what I do specifically is just videos. Like, I love to make videos and it doesn't matter what you put out there. You could literally fly in a straight line and add a song to it, and it's still cool.
Oh, heck yeah.
Just because it's like what you want to do, and it's, you know what I mean? It just feels good.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I mean, it feels good for me. You know, lately, I'm like making myself get out and fly. You're in the front yard. I've not gone anywhere outside of, you know, my neighborhood. But because just dealing with the injuries I got from my car wreck and all the stuff I've been going through, it's been helping me too. It's keeping me active, though my neurologist says I'm not supposed to be concentrating or building quads.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your last brain cells, man.
Yeah, I don't want to lose the last brain cells.
It's a conservation effort.
Yeah, now we're on the endangered species list, dude. So I held off for a little while, but I had to, is because it's the only thing that takes my mind off of things, or how bad my head's hurting, or how bad my hand's hurting, and it makes me feel better when I'm sitting there tinkering or building a frame or whatever it is. It's nothing else like it.
Yep, totally understand that, man.
It's everybody in different ways. So, and I know what, real quick, I know just a quick change here we're going to bring up Waitus. Josh says he still flies multi-Wii.
No, he says he still has multi-Wii FCS, so that's funny.
I want to know, Josh, do you still fly with him, though?
Yeah, no kidding.
That would be awesome.
He'd be like, yes.
Duh.
That's awesome.
Duh.
Well, just wanted to say we had actually quite a bit of people tune in, but we're really just
those are
getting
rookie
started.
Numbers. We need to pump those numbers up.
Yeah, we need to pump those numbers up, those rookie numbers. But make sure you share. The more participation we get, honestly, like the better off this is going
to
go. And,
exactly, and the more surprises we're going to be able to give away and that kind of stuff. So,
like, I want back in the day we had this thing going really well, and we knew, like, all at the time it was like 1500 or 1600 members. Like, we knew all these people, we felt like a huge family, and the people that caused problems really didn't even want to be around us because we were so cool with each other, so we didn't have any problems. We loved it.
The group's always been amazing for that.
We want to get back to that, and we want to just this is no benefit to me. I'm retired, I get paid. Like, I ain't even worried about making money off of this stuff. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
and we never have made money off of it. We've always paid to do this. And I don't think a lot of people understand that.
So just to give you guys an idea, and this, I know this is going to spark a lot of interest, but I've got several hundred dollars worth of prizes that I've shelled out that we're going to start doing. And just little knickknacks here and there, some good stuff, maybe a drone or something, or, we'll do something like that. Later on down the road, and by later I mean pretty soon, and it all depends on the participation that we get. But
right. we are a bi-weekly show, so
yeah, but we appreciate it. Like,
there'll
we're loving
things on the site of the Facebook group, and sorry, wait, I don't mean to interject, but I think this is a good time to let everybody know, because we haven't really promoted it yet, but we have the Facebook group. Please join if you're not a member yet, and like our page as well. They're two separate things, but they're there on Facebook.
Yes.
Instagram. You can follow us now on Instagram, and that is RC_hangertime. You can find us on Instagram now. We're trying to post pictures. Well, at least Mike and I have been. Wade.
Yeah, I
he'll get there. He's slow.
He's getting there. Another thing, too, for listening to our podcasts, we're just going to our website and checking it out. It's rchangertime.podomatic.net, and that's rchangertime.podomatic.net.
Right. And all you got to do is also just go to Google, search RC Hangar Time, and it'll be the first one that pops up.
Yep. I hope it's the first one that pops up.
Oh, it is. I've checked. I paid $4,000 for that. No, just kidding.
All right. Other things we're doing is we've set up we have a YouTube channel now. It's RC Hangar Time. Hopefully we'll start posting some videos there, different things from flying to tips to just whatever.
You might even do a contest or two.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So, I've got a contest planned out for us, too. So.
All right. So we're trying. We may be old and retired, but we're trying to get a hold of this new technology stuff and really kind of get things going again with RC Hangar Time. So, because we really enjoy this hobby, we want to enjoy it with you guys, our listeners, fans, everybody.
And you might get to see our faces.
Oh. Yeah.
Now you're getting me excited.
Okay. what else are we talking about?
Did somebody put the graphic content warning up on this before we posted it?
Nah, I forgot.
We will do that when we do our first live video.
We haven't said any swear words yet, so we're okay.
Yeah, we both said shit, actually, you and
damn
I.
Damn it.
Yeah, so we'll try to keep the cussing down, but sometimes we just gotta drop an F-bomb.
Just everybody that does.
It's bound to happen.
That does listen. We try to keep this PG as possible. We may let some words slip here and there, but you know, because I know there's a lot of kids in this hobby. I'm trying to get my son into this hobby. He's starting to enjoy it. I know there's a lot of others, dads or moms have their kids trying to get into the hobby as well. So we try to keep this somewhat family oriented.
Friendly.
But family friendly. Thank you. Even at PG-13, they're already starting to show side boobs. So, you know.
Yeah. PG, that was not 13.
Right. So,
anyways.
You guys got anything else you want to talk about?
Nah, man. I'm happy with how things went tonight. Like, I think everybody was participating. I loved it. You know, Bobby getting in on there, all that. It was a good night. So I have nothing to add. I don't want to ruin it by talking and beating a dead horse.
Right. Yep. I think that's a show for tonight. We'll wrap it up.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can find us on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube, everywhere. And we'll talk to you all later.
Bye.